My name is Andrew Duffy, a.k.a. DevHammer. I am a developer evangelist with Microsoft Corporation, and I am pleased to be hosting Dev Radio. So in my role at Microsoft, I do a lot of cool stuff. I work on Windows 8 development and help local developers in the community learn how to develop really cool apps for Windows 8, focus a lot on HTML and JavaScript. And I also do some cool stuff around embedded electronics with .NET Micro Framework and .NET Gadgeteer. I've been working on some robotics projects lately. But today I'm going to be talking with a couple of my peers from the East Region Evangelism team, Peter Ladotti from the Jersey Shore, and Brian Hitney from near Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going, Andrew?
So Brian and Peter.
Yeah. The guy from the Jersey Shore that you laughed about because of my location. I don't get it.
Brian and Peter are part of what we call our TFA or technical focus area for the cloud, and they focus on Windows Azure. So what have you guys been up to lately? A lot of new announcements recently.
Yeah, there have been. In fact, Peter and I just got back from TechEd North America that we had down in Orlando last week, and we ran a cloud-based competition that we call Beat the Goo for beating Scott Guthrie at a game of Rock, Paper, Azure, which is our Azure-based game that we created. So it helps people get a little hands-on experience with Windows Azure, but in the process have a little bit of fun coding a bot that competes against everybody else in the game. So it was a lot of fun to bring this into a big, you know, in-person conference where you had everybody around you coding. And traditionally we've done it online, so it hasn't been quite as a in-person experience, but it was really cool to be down there. Just the excitement around the conference was really great.
Okay, so we're talking rock, paper, scissors online. There isn't any physical violence involved in beating the goo.
No.
Okay, we actually debated that.
We actually debated that while we were going through the marketing, whether we should go with the Beat the Goo name, because people might think we were encouraging folks to take a bat to them or something.
Kind of like a more advanced version of the dunking cage. Actually, that would be fun to have one of those at one of our conferences. All right, so let's take a step back to Rock, Paper, Azure. So where did this originate, this idea of rock, paper, scissors in the cloud?
Well, it started a couple of years ago. We were always trying to come up with ways to, and you know this, Andrew, but for the benefit of our audience, we're always trying to come up with programs and just things that we can do in person that allows people to get hands-on, so hackathons, things of that kind. But with the cloud, one of the things that we've struggled with a little bit is what can we do that would be fun for people to participate in? And so we decided 1 year we did something called At Home with Windows Azure, which is something a little bit different, mm-hmm. A little bit more of a learning exercise, but we won't get into that right now. But we decided to try something that was game-based, so something that you could program against, have a little fun. And I was at the Raleigh Code Camp a number of years ago, and some folks in the alt.net community developed this basically rock, paper, scissors variant. And I say it's a variant because it had a couple of additional moves, not just rock, paper, scissors. It also had dynamite and water balloon, which requires a little bit of explanation. And the idea was you would code a bot, you submit it to the game engine, which was usually the moderator's machine, and then you compete against everybody else. Right. So Peter, Jim, and myself decided to create a cloud version of this game. So we took the code. It's all up on GitHub under Aaron Jensen's repository. We took the code and modified it to be in the cloud. So it's at rockpaperazure.com. And we created a number of different matches or rounds that players can participate in. And you get involved by getting a Windows Azure account, either a free trial or activating MSDN subscription benefits, and you deploy what we call a bot lab, which is essentially your personal sandbox in the game. And mm-hmm. that is your gateway to getting your bot in the game. And so as you submit a bot, that plays on your behalf against everybody else. You code the logic, you know, what moves to make, how to respond to certain players. You can continually tweak your logic, and you get those game results come back right away. And so you could see how your bot is doing. You can make code changes, run it again. And so it's this sort of continuous integration of your bot. And so as we did this at TechEd, you know, everybody's sitting there coding a bot, and the leaderboard is changing every couple of seconds as players tweak, maybe get better results, or maybe you make a tweak that doesn't work so well for you, so you jump down in the leaderboard. So you're constantly jumping around. But really, all in that process, you get hands-on with Windows Azure, which is really the whole point of the exercise.
So really, it's get familiar with Azure. It's learn how to deploy something to the cloud, and have a lot of fun and win prizes.
Yeah. We had a bunch of really cool stuff. Our marketing team really came through with some really cool prizes for TechEd. The first place prize was a 60-inch flat screen 3D TV. And now I'm trying to remember. Peter, do you remember what the other prizes were? I can't remember now.
I think there was a phone.
Yeah, we gave away a phone, and actually we gave away a couple of phones, and we gave away also one of those new Samsung 7 slates.
Oh,
with,
nice.
Windows 8 on it.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt at all.
It's interesting. So we've done this contest for, about a year or so now. We've run different rounds of it, and variants of flavors of it. We've had it where it's purely a competitive challenge where we reward the top players who have the best algorithm. And then we've also run it to try to expand the field, where we actually awarded the prizes randomly across all the players. Mm-hmm. So that would encourage more people to participate. But when we took it down to TechEd, we actually went one step further and added another element to the game, which was having Scott Guthrie play.
Right. All right. So you guys come up with this idea for Beat the Goo, and you go to Scott, and what does he say? Did he require any selling, or was he all over it from the get go?
Yeah. No. He thought it was a cool idea. He thought, yeah. So right away, we just, he's obviously a busy guy.
Yeah.
So as soon as he said it's a good idea, we just went off and did it.
Cool. So did he stop in?
I think it was a one-liner email that basically said, yeah, that's great. Go for it.
Sounds great. So I noticed that the color theme for Beat the Goo was red, and I see you're wearing a red T-shirt there, Peter. And you think, I see. It's a very special T-shirt.
This is a official Beat the Goo T-shirt, and it has basically hashtag Beat the Goo.
Right.
And we printed up a whole lot of these shirts with the intention of trying to create a little bit of a viral buzz at TechEd.
Right.
And on the first day, I believe, and I actually was not there for the keynote, but from what I understand from Brian and our teammate Jim, they were able to get most of the folks in the front row of the keynote to wear the shirt while Scott was speaking.
Nice. So why didn't you go for red polos? Just didn't have the marketing budget for that?
No, we actually do. We had if you were able to beat the goo, then we gave you a really nice red polo. I should have worn that, is what I should have worn. We have a really nice red polo, and all it says is just in small letters is I beat the goo. And very subtle but really nice red polo. And in fact, I wore that to Universal, which was the TechEd after party, and had a bunch of people just, you know, shout out beat the goo when they saw me, and people asking, hey, you beat the goo. How'd you do it? Meanwhile, little do I tell them that my bot is really in last place. I got the polo not because I beat the goo, but because I had access to the closet where we kept the polos.
So there you go.
Now see, Brian, while he was a cheater there, I actually earned my polo because my bot did beat Scott Guthrie's bot. It didn't show up ahead of him in the leaderboard, but it beat him in an individual match.
I see. Sure it did. But nobody can actually verify that because it's not on the leaderboard.
No, you can verify it. If you go in and look at the bot record, you can see.
Okay. So speaking of the leaderboard, one of the things that's kind of an interesting feature of Rock, Paper, Azure to begin with is this online leaderboard. So you can actually keep track of what's going on in real time with the game. You've got that both online online. I think Jim set up a website with the leaderboard for the Beat the Goo contest. But the cool thing about that is that it was OData based. So Jim set up a feed, which meant not only could you get that data from. Up, and there's Peter's actually pulling it up on a Windows phone, so that's pretty cool.
But, well, I need to talk for you to see it because I don't think you can see it while I'm not speaking. But hopefully now if my voice is carrying my picture, this is a mobile version of the leaderboard we built, basically to target mobile devices.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, you know, with it being OData-based, you don't even necessarily have to hit the website. You can actually consume the data for, say, I don't know, a Windows 8 app.
Hey, that's a good idea. We should have thought of that. I don't know why we didn't. Obviously that's what we're leading into. And we had a couple of TVs, monitors outside the fishbowl that we were in. It's fishbowl because all it was all clear, glass or plastic around the rock paper Azure room, and we wanted to show, not full of water. No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
Felt like it at times, but. But yeah, so we wanted to get some different things going on with those monitors and just have a fun way of doing it. Now, the three of us, Jim, Peter, and myself, were not exactly Windows 8 gurus quite yet. We're cloud gurus. That's what we do. But you and some of the other guys there, you guys are Windows 8 gurus. And so that's when we tapped you to see, hey, can you consume this feed and maybe throw something together on a Windows 8 app, a Metro app, and see what we could do. So I'm really curious. I haven't had a chance really to talk to you about it yet because by the time, travel and everything else, well, here we are. It's only a few days later. But I'm curious as to what the experience was like as a developer putting this thing together. So, so I'd love to see it. And, Peter, you might have a picture or something from TechEd that shows – the monitors in action. I don't know if we can share that or not. Maybe we can and get it up there for people to see.
Yeah, I'm sharing my desktop. So I've got a little photo album here in SkyDrive. And this first picture here, it's actually Brian up behind the podium on the floor, smiling while I was trying to catch a candid shot of him. And in the background there on the screen is this Windows 8 app of the leaderboard. And in fact, I have another shot here. This is of it actually running on a very old piece of hardware, but it's a touchscreen hardware from PDC 2008 where it was actually running up on the stage there. So, we had a lot of fun there at the event, and, there were a lot of other – there's a picture of Brian and Jim, probably not the most fabulous shot
there.
Yeah,
thank you for that. That's lovely, Peter.
We had a lot of promotion. So on the floor, if you look, this is the convention center in the lunch area. We had a big banner – up at the top promoting the Rock, Paper, Azure contest. So that was really useful. And then we've got a little picture here from the end of the contest on the last night where Brian, Jim, and our marketing person, Susan Wizawadi, who without her, this contest just wouldn't have happened, basically posing in our little Beat the Goo shirts there outside the fishbowl.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, cool. Well, why don't we do a demo of the app, and I can talk a little bit about the code that went into it.
Sure.
All right, so what we're looking at here is the Windows Simulator, which comes with Visual Studio 2012 for building and testing Metro-style apps. And the neat thing here is I can actually test apps using any of preset resolutions, so I can see what my screen would look like on a device that I might not have. So, for example, the simulator by default goes to 1366 by 768. And if I fire up the Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge, you can see I've got a nice custom tile here. If I fire that up, we get a nice splash screen. And you can see that indeed someone did actually beat the goo. So what we've got is a fairly basic application. It's using a list view to display the various players, their names, and a nice icon from the icon set of the moves. So you've got dynamite, paper, water balloon, scissors over here, and of course the goo has to be represented by the red polo, and he gets a little bit larger tile. So one of the things that I wanted to illustrate with this leaderboard was the ability to do multiple size tiles within the same list view. So that was kind of a learning experience for me and something fun to do. And of course you have to have the Rock, Paper, Azure logo up there. And I can scroll through and look at all of the different players. We can see that Brian's bot was way here at the end. I can click through and get the details for Brian's bot. He was in 77th place, 8 wins, 69 losses, no ties, and 24 points. Now, Brian says that he did this on purpose. I'll let him keep that fig leaf of an excuse. So you can drill through and get the details. Now, one of the cool things that you can do here is I implemented sharing for this. So if you wanted to actually share, I can go to the share charm, and I can share via email, I can share via Twitter, I can share using the target sample here. But let's say I want to send an email to Brian with info about the contest. So if I pull up my mail app here via sharing. So I'm going to open the share charm. I'm going to try sharing to the share target sample app. And what you can see here is I'm sharing the logo, a thumbnail. I'm sharing some text ready for the challenge, the Rock Paper Hazard challenge. So basically, I set this up to make it really easy to tweet a link to the contest, or to tweet the hashtag rather, and promote the contest. But the other thing that I wanted to do was, let's say I want to look at the details for the Goose. So I can see he's in 7th place, 63 wins, 14 losses, and 189 points. Now if I go back and share again, and again do the share target sample here, you can see that now I've added some HTML text. So you're not just limited to straight text, but I can also include information about the current ranking of the given player. And I can still include a bitmap and a thumbnail and all that good stuff. So that's kind of fun. One of the things you might have also noticed is when I'm on the homepage here, the homepage refreshes periodically to make sure I have the latest leaderboard information. So to do that, I actually implemented some settings. So if I do Windows I, that actually takes me to the settings screen. And you can see that I can turn on or off the auto refresh. I can set the refresh interval. And I can also specify which particular leaderboard I want to pull information from. Since the OData feed can provide information on any given Rock, Paper, Azure challenge contest that's going on, that seemed like a pretty cool thing to be able to do, is to swap out and switch. So if I switch to leaderboard 75. And the way that settings work within a Metro-style application is you don't have a confirmation button. You just change your settings, and then when you leave that screen, it automatically saves that information for you. And then the next time this leaderboard refreshes, I should actually get the data for the leaderboard with the ID of 75. Let me look at all here. So now we can see we've got a completely different leaderboard. So that makes this application or this app flexible enough to actually be used with multiple contests, not just for the contest to beat the goo. I'm going to go back and set this back the way that it is. One of the other things that I did with the app that I thought was kind of fun is I actually used roaming settings for the settings that I'm saving, so that if I change the leaderboard on this app and then I go and open the Rock Paper Azure leaderboard app on another device, as long as I'm logged in with the same live ID, it'll carry those settings over to the new instance of the app as well. So some kind of cool stuff that I did here. I'm going to go ahead and stop this and go take a look at the code so you can see kind of some of the things that I did that I think are kind of interesting. So basically, to start this app, I started off with the navigation app template and kind of built it out largely from scratch, but took advantage of the navigation app functionality underlying. One of the things that I wanted to do with the list view, as I mentioned, is I wanted to have my list view be able to actually have multiple size tiles. And part of the way that I did that was using a template. But in the template, I'm taking advantage of data binding. And some of the things that I'm doing here are I'm binding something called class name, which is going to bind the CSS class to whatever I set here, which in this case I'm binding it to the player name that's coming back from my data. But I'm not going to bind directly that text because that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. Instead, what I'm doing is I'm using something called a binding converter, and I'm basically going to set a specific CSS class based on the player name. And what that looks like, if I can pull that up here in my JavaScript files, is I've got a file called converters.js, And inside it, one of the things that I have is this function called class from player name. And basically, if the player name is the goo, then I'm just going to return the goo. Otherwise, I'm just going to return player. So I have two classes for the CSS. And that's going to control the background tile. It's also going to control some of the sizing of the tiles. And then basically, I'm also going to control the background image using this other converter. So basically what I'm going to say is if the player name is the goo, then I'm going to return the polo shirt. And if it's not, then I'm going to basically return a random rock, paper, Azure icon. So that's how I'm kind of handling that in terms of the JS. Then if I look at the CSS for the home page, I actually have I have CSS class selectors for player and the goo. And you can see that players get 190 by 190 tile. The goo gets a 410 by 410 tile. There are some other different things going on here. I'm using the flex grid or the CSS grid to arrange the tiles to make my life a little easier and arrange items on the tiles. So that keeps the formatting fairly straightforward. And then if we look at the JavaScript for the home page, and it's a little complex, so I'm not going to go through all of it, but one of the things that I wanted to point out here is that when this page is loaded, which is when this ready function gets called, one of the things I'm doing here is I'm calling leader list view, that's the name of my list view control, and I'm setting its layout to a new grid layout, and I'm adding this group info object with enable cell spanning to true and setting the cell width and cell height. And that's what allows me to have my larger tile take up the space of four smaller tiles. So that allows me to do that kind of flexibility. So there's a lot of other stuff that I threw in here. I've got the app is set up for doing snap view. It switches into a list view. But in the interest of time, I'm going to wrap up there. And I want to get some feedback from the guys in terms of their thoughts on how that app worked for the challenge.
Yeah, it worked really well. One of the things that was just, again, really cool, and I don't know if we have any pictures. Well, I know we have at least one. I don't know if we had any in there of displaying that leaderboard outside the room we were in, and it was just really nice to be able to do that. Sometimes when we were coding inside the room, we would put up the leaderboard on the web page, but it just doesn't pop as much as having something, you know, bigger metro style like that outside. So it was really cool to see it. The other thing that we were doing in the room, we had the App Accelerator Lab, which was helping people develop Windows 8 apps, and that was done mostly from a few of our counterparts that were focusing on that. So it was kind of nice to have that there as an example, too, for developing around Windows 8.
Right. Yeah, and one of the cool things, I built this app out in HTML and JavaScript, which is what I've been focusing on. And the nice thing with the OData feed is that it's easy to switch from the standard default Atom Pub format for OData into a JSON format. And so being able to pull that data down as JSON, you know, kind of really makes it easy to work with that data in sort of a more native format in the JavaScript world. So I think I spent, I started coding a couple of weeks before TechEd, but I really most of the app came together over about a 36 or so hour period. I think over 2 days, I may have gotten about 4 hours of sleep. But you know, I know you guys probably run into that where you start getting somewhere with something and you get inspired and you just keep coding. So it was a fun challenge, and it was nice to really be able to hone some of my skills and do some things that I hadn't had a chance to do in a real app. So I appreciate the opportunity to help out with that.
Oh, thank you. It was really cool to be able to see it, and I know that it was a little bit beyond what we were able to do skill set-wise to ramp ourselves up, and so it was really nice to have that. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that.
So a question for you in terms of Rock, Paper, Azure. You said there are ongoing contests. Is there an open round going on right now? Should people still go ahead and throw their bots into the ring?
So we actually wrapped up two contests that week at TechEd. We had the round at TechEd, where you had to be a registrant, an attendee at TechEd. We also had our spring fling round, which we ran from mid-April through June 15th. Okay. So that wrapped. So right now there's currently no rounds where we have prizes behind it, but there's always an open round for basically for bragging rights that's going on continuously.
So you can hone your skills, and the next time there are prizes available, you can pounce and get in there.
You know, it's funny that you use the word pounce there. And a funny anecdote to the contest and how it actually helped us in terms of making connections and bringing folks up to speed on Azure is we actually had a surprise winner at the last minute who literally, we don't think we ever saw this person in the fishbowl, mm-hmm. and he pounced and showed up in third place like 10 minutes before the contest closed.
Nice.
And what was funny was the day after the contest, I was waiting at the airport to fly back home to New Jersey from Orlando, and I was wearing my I Beat the Goo polo shirt, and I saw this gentleman also wearing a polo shirt and realized, hey, that's the guy who came in at the last minute, and sat down and had a conversation about him. He was there at TechEd to actually learn about Windows 8 development, which is something we're all in the process of doing. So we had a good conversation. But the funniest part was he asked me, what is the goo? Who is the goo? he actually was not from the Microsoft community. I think he was a Java developer by trade, and he didn't know who Scott Guthrie was, so he didn't get the significance of what Beat the Goo was. So I thought that was funny that the one of the top players who came in didn't even know what the purpose of the challenge was. But it was fun.
For the benefit of anybody in the audience who might not know, Scott Guthrie runs now the entire Azure team, and he has been the longtime head of the ASP.NET and web development teams at Microsoft, and so he's fairly well known in those quarters. But yeah, I can imagine there might be a few people out there who don't necessarily know who the goo is, and the goo actually comes from his alias, and his blog address ends in Scott Goo, so that's how it got shortened for his alias and thus the goo. So great. Well, Peter and Brian, thanks for coming on and helping me out with this episode of Dev Radio. I think that's about all we have time for, so I'm going to wrap. Thanks everybody for watching, and look for a new episode soon.